Welcome to Rebecca Neal, the podcast, where I, Rebecca, your host, share thought-provoking episodes with you to help you take your life from where it is now to where you want it to be. I have a huge desire and passion to help people just like you get out of their own way and start living the life that they deserve. I'm here to help you feel empowered, educated, and inspired to get into massive action and create change in your life today. Join me weekly as I share insights into the online business world, social media, and many other motivational topics, and also interview some of the world's most incredible humans to help you become the best version of yourself.
But yeah, coming up with the name was probably at the start. That kept me awake for a while. Because I had approached I have like an old friend who's a graphic designer, and she did the logo design for me, and I was kind of getting her to start looking at designs, and I was like, I don't know the name yet though. And she was kind of like, we kind of need to know the name to do the logo. And then it was just one night I was falling asleep, and Synclo came to me, and it's a combination of Sam's last name, Sinclair, and then our dog Aloe, Sinclo.
And that was Kate from Sinclo. Sinclo is an eco-conscious small business on the Gold Coast in Australia, offering high-quality multi-purpose stainless steel water bottles with a functionality and sustainability at their forefront of the design process. Sinclo water bottles are made from food-grade stainless steel, which means they are made to last and won't leach harmful chemicals into your beverages. Hope that you enjoyed today's guest episode. I love bringing these to you. Let's dive in, and I'll see you on the other side.
Welcome back to the show. We have Kate from Sinclo on today. Welcome to Rebecca Neal, the podcast.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
I'm so excited to chat to you. You know, it's so random how we connected, and it's probably not for anyone that knows me. I am all about making random connections, especially with people that align with my values around eco-friendly, sustainability, all of those holistic things. So I'm really excited to have you on the show today. So the first thing I want to ask you before we dive into all the goodness of your business is, how do you actually spend the first hour of your day?
I'm pretty good. So I recently, as of maybe like 3 or 4 months ago, I started to leave my phone in the living room at night. So not having it on my bedside table. I was very guilty of, first thing I'd do is wake up, check my phone, go through all my emails, like check the Shopify account, like all the orders and all of that. So I've started leaving my phone outside. So I wake up in the morning now and I try and do some like deep breaths, a little bit of like kind of meditation, I guess, like 5-10 minutes. And then I take the dog for a walk like straight away. So I normally take him for like a 4 or 5 kilometer walk. And then I get home and I'll normally try and do a little bit of exercise, whether that's a bit of yoga or a little workout from home, and then I get into my day.
So when your phone isn't around and you're doing all these things, you're not actually touching your phone till you get back and you've done your workout and everything. Is that right?
Yeah, no. So I will, when I wake up, I'll come out and I like look at my phone briefly. I'll just make sure there's no like urgent nothing that needs to be like action straight away. Like most of the time, like 99% of the time, it's stuff that can kind of wait until I've properly started my day. But yeah, I'll have a quick look there, and then yeah, I try not to go on my phone.
That's so good. It's such a great way to start the day, because you're in your own energy, your own thoughts, your own consciousness, instead of being caught up and wrapped up in, especially in the way the world is right now, which we were just talking about offline. Like, it's so easy to just get swept up into the rabbit hole and then being like, oh, I don't even know how I feel this morning. Yeah, I've just picked up someone else's energy.
And I always found like I would start my day, I would when I first launched the business as well, I was like waking up, I'd have a coffee and I would sit in bed with my coffee and I'd be scrolling on like Facebook and Instagram and then reading like articles and stuff. And my brain was just like fried and I hadn't even got out of bed yet. Like you're just taking in so much like information. And as you said, like all different like people's opinions, and like, it's a lot for as soon as you wake up. So I definitely feel so much better for not doing that.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. And I think that's a tip for everyone, like, is to, I have my phone on flight mode. I have it in my room, but I live by myself, so I've always sort of had it there like that reason, but I am very conscious of making sure it goes off at night and I don't turn it on straight away in the morning and that sort of thing. I think it's a really powerful way, because if not, we end up spending the day in like reaction mode rather than responding and coming from that nice place.
Exactly, yeah. But it just, it sets you up like so, for me, I find it sets me up so poorly for the day, because I watched a video recently about like when you do go on your phone in the morning, that's like it kind of ruins your like dopamine intake for the day, that because you get such a huge like influx of dopamine first thing in the morning because you're seeing so much at once, that the rest of the day it can leave you feeling like really flat and tired, and you'll find yourself reaching for your phone more because your subconscious wants you to get that hit of dopamine again and again and again throughout the day to try and like keep that up.
Yeah.
Which is so interesting, like hearing all of those kind of things. Like it's
wild, the world we live in now.
Yeah, it is. It's so, and there's so many little things, like I guess our whole world is like on this tiny little phone and you don't even like think about that, that everything's in there. Like we pay for things now, like PayPass. You have your like wallet on your like the iPhone wallet, and you just PayPass with that now. Like literally everything's in there. It's scary.
It's scary, and it's crazy when you think about the like when I was in high school, late high school, it was all Nokias. Like we didn't have anything like this. Like it's crazy to think that that's where we're at right now. We could never
imagine
that.
Well, it's so scary, and like thinking about people like growing up now, like with all of this, with so much like information. I remember I had like a hand-me-down. I think my first phone, I was maybe like 13 or 14, and it was like my mum's, and then it was my dad's, then it was my brother's, and then my uncle had it for a bit, and then I got it back, and it had an antenna on it, and it was like a chewed antenna because people didn't use it. And I had this horrible phone, and I had no credit or anything on it. All I could do, there was like a little, like I think it was like Snake or something on there, like I could play that.
Oh, that's funny.
And I loved it so much, and I was like, that was all that was doing. Now this phone can do everything.
Oh, it's full on. So yeah. I would love for you to introduce your incredible, beautiful brand, Synclo. What's behind the name? Where did it all begin? Let's dive into all the juicy goodness of who you are.
Alrighty. So if I go way back, so we always, like my partner, Sam and I, we always knew we kind of wanted our own business. So I had quite a few health problems starting in 2015, which was, thought I had surgery in 2015, thinking it was my appendicitis at first, and then I had just ongoing issues, and I was diagnosed with all sorts of things and then ruled out. And but for years they thought I had endometriosis. So I ended up, I was working at a flight center as a manager, and I was just in so much pain all the time, and I had to drop down to part-time. So I was only working like one day a week part-time, and I just dropped down to a normal consultant because I couldn't even like be a manager obviously on those hours. I was struggling with that, and then the pandemic happened. So I'd been part-time for maybe like a year and year and a half before the pandemic, the dreaded pandemic, and then obviously all the travel industry just like crashed, so I got stood down from work, and then that was in the April, and then in maybe I think it was the June I had a car accident, and that left me with some like shoulder and neck injuries. So I was getting so frustrated with I was stood down from work, and I had like my like pelvic issues, and then I had my new car accident issues.
It's like life throws you everything all at once, right?
Everything, as we were saying before, yeah, everything all at once. So we were just one day, Sam and I were walking the dog, and I had just broken I had like one of those like plastic water bottles, and it was like my like lifeline. I had it everywhere with me. Like I've always been a water bottle lover. Like I used to try and go into, when I first started clubbing at 18, I would try and take a water bottle to the nightclubs with me, and it was just water. Like I'm just so attached to it. I'd always be like, I promise it's water. And yeah, we were just, I'd broken that one and I'd been looking online to try and find another water bottle and I just couldn't find any that I liked. And it was either like the size wasn't like good enough or the color or the lid wasn't like good. And, or they were just crazy expensive, like over $100. And so I was joking to Sam, I said that I wanted to start, like pretend to start a water bottle business. So I could approach manufacturers and get like my perfect water bottle made. And then he said, why don't we start a business? And we kind of like laughed about it then. And then the days follow and I started looking into it and, it just started snowballing from there. And it just, yeah, it happened. That was end of, June, 2020. And, yeah, within a month we had like our mock-up designs done. We had like our logo done and everything. But yeah, coming up with the name was probably at the start. That kept me awake for a while. Because I had approached my, I have like an old friend who's a graphic designer and she did the logo design for me. And I was kind of getting her to start looking at designs. And I said, I was like, I don't know the name yet though. And she was kind of like, we kind of need to know the name and do the logo. And then it was just one night I was falling asleep and Synclo came to me. And it's a combination of Sam's last name, Sinclair, and then our dog Aloe, Sinclair.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, and it just, I was falling asleep and I was like, Sinclair. And I woke up in the morning and I said it again and Sam was like, yep, that's, oh, you can probably hear my dog in the background. Yeah, Sam was just like, yep, that's perfect. And everyone we said it to was like, yeah, that's like, that's the name. So yeah, that's how Sinclair was born.
I love that so much. It's so cool. And do you know what? Coming up with a name literally is the hardest part of a business.
Mm. My God, we were like, I would go on all of those. There's like name generator like websites and you can kind of put in like buzzwords and it will like spit out names. And for us, I think we started off with like a kind of like water or ocean like themed name. But I didn't want to limit us to just water bottles in case we like in the future as a brand like growing. I thought Synclo just gives us so much I guess like option like to be able to grow and like kind of change where we need to. And yeah
so good. And so tell the audience a little bit more about the product itself for those who haven't actually seen it before.
Yeah, so we've currently got so we've got two sizes water bottles. So we've got the Sammy, which is our big size, which is 1.15 litres, and then we've got this Stevie, which is 675 mil. So they all are food-grade stainless steel, so won't leach any chemicals or anything. They are double-walled insulated, so it'll keep your water cold for up to 24 hours and hot for 12. And we've currently got three colours. So we've got black, pink and white. And they all come with a like plastic flip lid. But we launched in August a straw lid, which was highly requested and demanded by our customers. We were getting DMs like every week asking for a straw lid. But yeah, so all of our lids are like interchangeable across both sizes. And our long-term goal with the bottles is that we'll have like a different lid for kind of every like kind of purpose. So we'll have like a tea strainer one, a smoothie one. We want even want like a kind of dog bowl attachment like lid, so it kind of screw on. Yeah, so we've got a lot of plans. But yeah, it's just getting the time to do them all.
I love that. And you know what? I just, for those listening wondering how we connected, we actually met at a market in Brisbane and I remember seeing the water bottle and saying to my partner at the time, I was like, oh my gosh, that is the best size water bottle ever. Because I drink so much water and I use Boss bottles because I'm conscious of what I'm using it in it. And but they're not big enough. And so this is the best size because usually the big size ones that you see are like plastic or they're like really ugly or like bulky or lingo is used. And so yeah. I was like so stoked to find this gorgeous pink bottle that was like the right size. So yeah, here we are.
And I love that the big ones, like I always hated, like, because obviously I walk the dog like often, I hated that you would have to kind of carry the whole bottle like in your hand and it was like so awkward, whereas that's why we've got like the handles on our lids, so it's so much easier to kind of carry it. You're not like it doesn't slip out of your hands if you're like having to actually hold the water bottle because you've got the handle. It's so much easier.
Yeah, it's so good. So why were you conscious about the sustainable part or like being eco-friendly? Is this something that you've always cared about or?
No, shamefully not. We used to be absolutely horrendous. Like looking back, I remember when we were, this would probably be about like 8 years ago. I remember when I'd just moved to Australia from the UK, and Sam and I'd like moved down, got our place together, and we would go like, I'd say fortnightly to the supermarket and get like the carton packs of like the plastic water bottles, like the single-use one. Oh my God. And we used to put them in the fridge. And I think like looking back, you see on like the reality TV shows, so like the Kardashians and stuff, they always have their like fridges full of
water bottles,
like plastic bottles and stuff. And it just, or you look at that and you're like, oh yeah, how easy is that? And yeah, we used to do that. So we'd just like, have them all in the fridge and you just grab them out. And it was just awful. Like the amount of like plastic and like waste that we used to go through. And it didn't even cross like our minds at the time. And I don't think, like, there was definitely a bit of talk about it, but there's nowhere near the, back then there was nowhere near the kind of awareness and talk about sustainability and like being environmentally conscious like there is now. So yeah, we've definitely over the years grown, so we like changed to using like reusable water bottles, but we were using still like the hard plastic ones, but we were using like the Sistema brand, we were using like those. And yeah, it was only, I think it was Sam that actually listened to a podcast about like plastics, like for the environment and for like our bodies and like all the phthalates. And yeah, I remember he listened to that and he was like, oh my God, I cannot use plastic water bottles anymore. Like we need to find something else. Wow. And at the time I was starting to really look into like all of like the environmental side as well. And yeah, that's what kind of we started going on that journey for like our health and the environment at like the same time.
Yeah, that's really cool. And I think sometimes it is that one thing that you hear or listen to that really is the turning point. And then you just, then you're just so aware you can't go back.
No, and it's so, it's really overwhelming. And I remember we were like, after he listened to that podcast, he's telling me all about it. And then I was following a lot of like Instagram accounts that are like super sustainable, environmentally like conscious, like they're so impressive. And I was looking at everything they do and I was like, oh my God, like we have so much to do and you try and do everything in at once and then you feel like you're failing because it's like so difficult. But I think we just took a step back and we were like, okay, we just need to achieve one thing at a time. Like it's a journey. It's not like a race to get there. Like we're making the steps like to, like get to where we want to be. And there's always going to be stuff that you can improve on. Like we're by no means perfect at all. But there's always room for growth and there's always something else you can do, which I think is actually really amazing.
Yeah, there's just so much to learn. Hey, I remember when I started to learn more about chemicals in skincare and makeup and things like that. Like, I don't know, it must have been 10 years ago or something now, but I remember coming home and literally dumping all like my Dior foundation, all my like super expensive stuff. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can't use this. I can't use this. I can't use this. And I threw it all in the bin. Like it was like this instant thing. And I was like, oh my gosh, now what? But it's like that because you suddenly just realize what's going on. And it's like, how have I not known this? You know? And
then, I know.
So I don't suggest you do that for anything. It's really about that one single step, like you said.
Yeah.
Make more improvement daily and be kind to yourself as you do it.
Yeah. But it is so hard. I think you're always, like, especially like I was saying, those accounts on Instagram and stuff, and everyone shows their kind of best selves on Instagram. So you kind of do see everyone doing like so many good things because that's what they show. Of course, they don't show you any of the other things they do. So you compare yourself to that and you're like, oh my God, like I'm still using this or I'm still doing this. And you're like, oh.
Sometimes you just have to remove yourself from the social world.
Oh my God, yes, you do.
To get caught up in like going, oh my gosh, I could be doing so much more than what I'm doing.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All facets of life, really.
Oh, absolutely. So dangerous.
Yeah. So starting and running a business, any small business can be tough, that's for sure. I know that. I know from working with many different businesses as a business mentor. Share a little more, I guess, on what goes on behind the scenes. Like what's the daily life look like for you guys when you're working in the business and, you know, where you're at today?
So it's tough. I did not, like Sam and I had never had like personal like business kind of experience, like running a business experience like ourselves. Like both of our parents have had like their own businesses, but we've never been like super like involved in all of like the everything that like comes into play. So it was pretty shocking at first. I remember like realizing how much there is to do, and it's still like, I mean, we only launched in March this year, so I swear every week I'm like learning new things about like how people are doing things like a different way or things that I haven't even thought of. So it's like forever like growing. But yeah, a normal day. So after I've kind of had like my morning routine, I'll normally like go through the orders that have come in like overnight and then like throughout the morning. And then I'll normally print out all of the like packing slips, and I'll prepare all of those orders. And I try and do like a morning postal run between like 10:30 and like midday. Like I'll try and like, I still take all the orders myself. Like I've got a nice big trolley that I wheel out to the car and then drive them up to the post office.
Details of small businesses when you're first starting out, this is the stuff people need to remember.
Yeah, it's so, I remember the first like few weeks we didn't have a trolley or anything, so I'd be doing, because we live in an apartment, so I'd be doing all of like the trips down to like the car, and I'd be taking like them all myself, and we invested in the trolley and it was a game changer. But yeah, normally I do all of those, I'll pack all the orders, and then I will just start attacking my to-do list. So I'll normally do my emails and then work through everything I've got to do that day. I am a horrendous timekeeper, so I try and write down in the morning or the night before, I'll write down like my to-do list that day to try and like make sure I can tick everything off. But yeah, it's kind of never have like 2 days the same, really. Like it's always something else happening, or something else is like popped up, or I'll be doing like a different part of the business. So I'll either be doing like, some days I'll be doing like content for like the Instagram, or content for like websites, or I'll be like planning out all of the social media posts for like months coming up, or I'll be doing like more account side of things, or yeah.
You're doing pretty much, you guys are doing everything at the moment because you're still a startup. Yeah.
So we're trying to do everything we can for as long as possible. Like we've got a few friends that have like got quite successful businesses, and they have all said do what you can for as long as you can. Because when you do start to like grow and you start to employ people, you want to have a solid idea of how to do things, so you're not going into meetings with like marketers or like your accountants and stuff and have no idea what they're talking about.
Important for sure.
You
really understand the business and understand how each part of the business works.
Exactly. So yeah, it's difficult, but it's also so exciting. Like it's so rewarding and fun, like learning everything.
Yeah, it's amazing. So I guess what is something, like every business goes through so many ups and downs and challenges, especially as a startup. So tell us, what is some of the lessons you learned along the way, or is there one of like your greatest challenges that you've had so far, and what do you wish you knew prior?
God, I think the two that just like popped my head straight away are that samples and like big orders take time. I'm such a, I get so excited and I'm such like, I want everything now. Whereas Sam's like, I'm like the dreamer and Sam's like the realist. So he's like, from the start, I remember when we were first doing all the samples and I'm like, okay, we're going to have all of the samples ready in 2 weeks. And then so this would have been September 2020. And I was like, okay, we'll have the samples end of September and then we'll have our order placed and we'll get everything before Christmas. And then we'll launch book like before Christmas and we'll have everything set up. And Sam's like, it's not going to happen like that. And I'm like, no, it is. And we didn't get our samples until a week before Christmas and then we launched in March. So it's like such a big job. Like everything takes so much time. So I think, yeah, being realistic with how long things take. And then the other thing is not comparing to online. I think you see so many people, again, social media, people like showing off their business and being so successful, and you think that success happens overnight. And I definitely fell for that, and Sam was kept telling me, he's like, we're not going to be an overnight success. And I think that's really huge to take a step back from that. I'm glad that I did have kind of Sam there as being like a little voice of reason, because it can be so disappointing that you see businesses like launch and they sell out straight away. And you always are comparing like that. So it's definitely, I think, knowing that it takes time.
Yeah. And I think what's really great with what you said there is having Sam to be the balance that you need. It's not that you guys are a really good combo together, which is really important. But I think when it comes to social media, and I'm so ingrained in that space, so I can kind of add some value there, but we don't always know what's true. This is what we have to remember, right? It may look like that person has had this amazing launch or done something, but they can say whatever they want and it may actually be the truth. Now, we hope that they're telling the truth, but sometimes people create this hype that's not even genuine. So it's about really staying in your own lane and staying on your purpose and your passion and then, you know, allowing it to unfold as it's meant to, right? So it's easy though to get caught up in that. And I did a post last night, actually, if you're listening in real time to this episode, on comparisonitis and how at this time of the year it's really, really crazy because you start comparing to everyone else's life and what they've got and what they're doing for Christmas and where they're at, and there's all these like thought processes going on. I think we really have to be conscious of that in the social space when it comes to life, when it comes to business or relationships. It's all very similar.
Absolutely. Yeah. As you said, I'm so lucky to have had Sam there because you get so caught up in it. And it's always, you don't know. So they may have sold out, but they may have only had like 10 of those items.
That's right.
You never know. Like they don't say like, oh yeah, we sold out, but we only had this much, or we only did this, or like all of my friends and family bought the items and that's why we sold out. You have no idea what's happening. And it's definitely important to remind yourself of it.
Yeah, it's so easy to assume things as well and see things and not actually know. And the other thing, like the saying says, don't compare your beginning to someone's middle or someone's end, right?
Because
all a very individual journey. So would you say that you've struggled with like imposter syndrome and the comparison stuff like along the way?
Oh, absolutely. Even now, like I remember when we connected and you suggested like coming on the podcast, and I remember saying to Sam, like, why me? Like, I shouldn't go on the podcast. Like, we've only just launched. And I think it's like, it's a constant battle of like not like believing in yourself and in like what you've achieved, I guess. It's such a, and I've like read a lot of people and I've listened to a few podcasts about like imposter syndrome, and it's, I guess you see everything online and everything that people are achieving and you're constantly comparing and you're like, well, I'm nowhere near this point, or I'm not achieving this yet. And you kind of put yourself in that little box, like, and it's, so important for, especially like for me, like to, constantly remind, like, look back, what have I achieved this year? And like remind yourself that like everything kind of you're doing and everything is, it's so impressive and it's exactly where you're meant to be. Like,
you know what, I will add something there. I think the thing that, you know, even just starting a business, like, and having the courage to actually do something like that, that in itself is an achievement. Whether you sell millions of dollars worth of product, whether you do this, whether you do that, like having the courage to actually go, you know what, this is what I'm going to give a go and I'm going to show up, I'm going to play full out and I'm going to see what happens. Like, a lot of people don't even have the courage to do that and look to you and go, damn, like, I wish I could do that. You know, so there's all layers of comparison and imposter.
Absolutely. And I think it's always like there's always going to be people that are doing bigger and better things, but you have to think of yourself that you're one of those people that's doing bigger and better things than someone else. Like, and it's, yeah, and it's like, as we've mentioned many, many times already, social media, it's like you see people, like we said, launching the business and then they're showing off their like flash cars and they're doing this and they've got all their expensive like designer bags, but again, like, what's real of that? Like, they could be hiring or renting like that kind of stuff and you never know what's real. So I think, as you said, like staying in your lane and focusing on yourself is like a daily like reminder you kind of need to get a check with yourself.
Yeah, for sure. It's just about having those healthy habits, daily routines that keep you in alignment, because we just never know what's going on behind the scenes of whatever people are showing online. And, you know, maybe they've got all those nice things, but they're not happy, you know, like,
yeah, just exactly.
You know, staying in our truth and in our own lane is the best way to be, for sure.
Exactly.
So I love asking my guests about books because I find it fascinating what people read. You may not even read, so I apologize. But do you have a book on your bedside table, or are you listening to an audible at the moment that someone else might enjoy reading?
I've started, so since launching the business, I barely read anymore, and I'm such a, like, I love reading. It's such a good escape for me. But, so I've got a huge pile of books that I keep buying and have room.
And it's so good though, right?
Oh, I just love it. Like, so last year, I think the last book I read through was The Happiest Man on Earth.
Oh, how good.
That was just so amazing. And he passed away, sadly, I think a few months ago.
Yes, he did.
So sad. But yeah, that was incredible. Like, that was, I remember that one, I was like up until like early hours in the morning, couldn't put the book down. Like, it was, yeah, it was really good.
I read that book actually on Christmas Day last year, the whole book, because I was by myself on Christmas last year and I read that all day. Like, it was just, like you said, it was so hard to put down.
Well, it's so, and it's just fascinating, like, having been through so much and his outlook on life and everything, it was just incredible. And even like the everything that he kind of has achieved in his life since, like, everything he's gone through, like the concentration camps and escaping and everything, like, and yeah, incredible, like, such a eye-opener and really, I guess, humbling, like, makes you appreciate everything you've got in life.
Totally.
But the other book I'm trying to, I've actually got it like in front of me because I keep trying to just get through it. Everyone, I've had so many people tell me to read it and it is really good, called Untamed by Glennon Doyle.
Oh, I haven't read that yet.
Oh, I've had so many people recommend it. So it's, I've probably like halfway through, but it's been like one of those ones where I've just, whenever I have a free moment, I just read a few pages.
Nice.
It's my summer, my Christmas one at the moment. I'm just going to get through it before Christmas. But yeah, I love all of those kind of, I guess you'd call them maybe self-help, like that kind of like inspirational ones that really like show you a different like perspective of life, or again, like make you feel kind of like humbled and make you appreciate what you've got. That's my, I love them.
And that's really beautiful. Sometimes we definitely need those little nudges and reminders because we really do live in a world that's very instant gratification. And like we said before, comparison and all those sort of things. So it's nice to have a bit of a reality check sometimes.
Exactly. And I mean, living on the Gold Coast, we live in one of the most beautiful places in the world.
Totally.
And just even just like stepping outside and like, especially on a day like today, like you look outside and you're like, God, we're so lucky.
For sure. So what's next for you guys? What's next for Synclo?
So we've just released some organic t-shirts.
Oh.
We released them, I think, last week. So we're stepping into a bit of like kind of slow fashion. Yeah, we want to do more like kind of organic and like really low quantities. So yeah, we're starting to do that. And then we have some new colours coming in the new year. Ooh. So that will be announced in the start of January. I'm currently waiting on the final samples for them. I got the text from DHL this morning that they're coming today. So, yeah, that's exciting. But, yeah, lots planned for next year. It's going to be hopefully a big year for us. Yeah, we have so many ideas and, like, plans and everything. We just got to actually execute them.
Exciting. It's, like, the best time, though, where you guys are at. So it's really exciting. And I'm so excited to see where you guys go from here. So is there anything else that you'd love to leave us with today? It's been so great to chat.
God, I don't know. I've rambled on so much. I always forget what I say. I guess, like, if anyone, like, listening is, like, looking to start, like, a business or, like, wanting to turn a hobby into a business, to just, like, jump in and go for it. I think it's so scary and it's so intimidating, like, starting things. But I guess it goes not even just starting a business. Anything you want to do, just go for it. Especially with, like, the world and the way it is at the moment, we've had so much, I guess, like, happiness stolen from us, not being able to, like travel as freely, and we can't, like, do all sort of things now. So I think just finding happiness wherever you can, and if that's just doing something you've always kind of had on your bucket list, then just doing it.
Yeah, that's so good. I got my puppy last year because I was, like, always wanting one, and I thought, why am I waiting? Because it was so uncertain and unpredictable. Like, just do the things you really want to do that are on your heart. I love that advice. It's really powerful.
Yeah, and it's exactly, you always just wait for, it's always waiting for, like, a sign or the right time. And, like, I think just sometimes you just need to jump in. And I truly believe, like, the universe will like take you on whatever path like you do, but you've actually got to make the steps as well. Like, I think just doing it and being scared, and that's how you grow.
Yes, I always say take the leap and the net will appear, right? So you just got to follow that pull, follow that nudge, because there's a reason that it's there within you. So it's like, okay, I'm doing this, I'm gonna figure it out along the way, say yes and figure it out later.
Exactly.
So where can people find you and connect with you online and buy one of your beautiful bottles?
So we're on Instagram and Facebook. Instagram, we're at synclo.au, and I believe we're the same on Facebook. And then our website is just www.synclo.com.au. And then we've even done up a little discount code for all the podcast listeners. So we've got a 10% off discount code, which is RNTP10, and that will get you 10% off site-wide, so including all of our twin packs as well, so that will even get you a bigger discount.
Amazing. That's so good. Thank you so much for doing that. Make sure you guys who are listening today to really jump on the website, have a look, buy yourself something, maybe you can buy yourself a gift for someone else. So thank you so much for that generous discount.
No, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I'm so excited that we got to connect. And like I said, it was just so cool to meet you guys. I'm really passionate about small business. I'm really passionate about people that have these visions and, like we just said, go for it and make it happen and really are creating change in the world. That's what this is about as well. You guys are really doing things from a different point, which is really cool.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in with us today. I hope that you enjoyed that episode. As always, I'm so grateful to have you here. If you feel inspired to share this episode, do tag me in stories at I Am Rebecca Neal or Rebecca Neal the Podcast, and I will share those as well. And don't forget to get that cheeky little discount at synclo.com.au. I've left that in the show notes. So until next week, stay safe, and I'll be in your ears again before you know it.